Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, April the 3rd, 2023. It's Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny. We're all here. Hey, you know, I have a bad advice, but it's a super fucking downer. I will do it because I feel like it'll make you feel better about your life. Like, thank God that's right. Not me. But I thought maybe we could play a game first. Like, hey, we're back from vacation. We'll play.
Oh, okay.
Play a little guessing game. It's time to play a game. You guys can all play if you want to. I just want to know who's older, Eddie Murphy or Alec Baldwin? Who's older?
I think this one's a trick. I'm going to go Eddie Murphy.
You think Eddie Murphy's older?
I go Eddie as well.
Alex, you want to play?
I'm going to go Eddie Murphy as well.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's older. What? Alec Baldwin is 65 and Eddie Murphy's 62.
Oh, well, you know what?
They're close.
To just follow that up, Eddie Murphy looks like a baby by comparison.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like,
yes.
He's either had surgery or just has, you know, taken incredible care of himself or a little of both. Alec Baldwin, on the other hand, looks like he's been beaten with a baseball bat. Like,
you were recently talking about like an older movie that he had done and how just like he's devastatingly good looking. As
yeah, in his youth, his face was super skinny and his... And he had the, you know, the full head of hair and it's dark and he's so handsome.
Piercing
and,
eyes. Yeah,
all the stuff. And this is from The Hunt for Red October where he played Jack Ryan.
Right.
Submarine. Just really, really shocking to see him in that movie when you now know what he looks like and you just go, whoa.
So it wasn't a trick question at all. It really was just like,
okay,
that guy who looks older is. Okay. All right, next up, Sebastian Bach, the lead singer for Skid Row, or Mike Ness, the lead singer for Social Distortion? Which one
Easy.
Of them is older?
Mike Ness.
You think he's older?
Okay. Yeah.
I would know, no. I don't.
We'll take a guess.
I'll say what Vinny said, Mike Ness.
Mike Ness, okay.
I'll say what Vinny said.
Okay, Mike Ness is the correct answer.
All right.
Not by that much, though. 61 to 55.
Wow, we are so good.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
You only got one of two right so far.
Social Distortion, who is that is Mike Ness's band.
Yeah.
That might be the band I've seen more than any band live.
Oh.
Like I've seen
Social
Distortion.
Did they play locally a lot of times, like right where you lived at? Or
yeah, I saw them a ton as a kid. They might even be one of my first concerts. I saw them when I was like 13 or 12 or something. But I've seen them maybe 20 times, like, and I'm not even like trying if they just come around and yeah, I'll go to that. Let's go.
Why not? I'll check it out. Okay. Next up is Paris Jackson or Amanda Bynes. Who's older, Paris Jackson or Amanda Bynes?
You guys,
I'm
going to
go Amanda Bynes.
You think Amanda Bynes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to go Amanda Bynes.
All right. Just for the fun of it, I'm going to cover the other one. Who's the other one?
Paris Jackson.
I'll take Paris Jackson.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not Paris Jackson.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, but I want you to guess how much older than Paris Jackson is Amanda Bynes?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go 10 years.
10 years, all right.
I was going to say 8 years.
8 years.
6 months.
She's 12 years older.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Unbelievably, because I think of Amanda Bynes as, I was, the whole reason I'm doing this game is because I saw how old Amanda Bynes was, and I'm like, what? She's almost fucking 40? Impossible.
That's crazy.
She's 37 years old.
That chick is completely tragic.
Oh, it's so sad. It really is. Paris Jackson is 25 years old. Mm. Okay. Now this one, good luck to all of you on this one.
All right.
Who's older? Adam Scott, who is Ben on Parks and Recreation, Reese Witherspoon's husband on Big Little Lies, and the star of Severance.
Okay.
Or Jenny Garth, Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210.
Easy. Jenny Garth.
You think she's older?
Okay. Yeah.
Same. Jenny Garth.
Same.
That is correct by 1 year. Jenny Garth is older. I never would have guessed that. I would have definitely said Adam Scott, but no. Jenny Garth is 51 and Adam Scott is 50. Well, good job, guys. I didn't keep count, so I don't actually know who won.
I think I won that one.
Okay. Alex won.
All right. Good job.
Good job,
Swagger.
Good job. You deserve to win.
I appreciate it.
And now it's time for me to bum you guys all out.
All right.
This is a person who needs a second round of bad advice. This is how they start the letter. Years ago, I wrote to you about finding out my husband was cheating. Y'all gave me good advice. Well, not Alex or Brynn. It was a long time ago. U-Z-E-T-T-E helped. Hooman did not. Anyway, we did get divorced. Yay. But it's more complicated now. And this is where the, thank God this isn't my life thing comes in. It sucks. This is awful. I'm going to just tell you right off the bat, we can't solve this person's problems. And their life
is sounds
miserable.
Like Uzi helped her, though. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to think that sometimes we can give people a little tiny crumb of inspiration. Mm-hmm. I really hope we can help her again. I really do.
Okay.
I feel like if anyone can help her, it's you. You're the hero here, Vin. Ready?
Yeah.
Listen
Please.
Carefully. They got divorced. But it's more complicated now. We have 2 kids, 10 and 8, and both have autism and ADHD. The ex-husband used to work nights so that he could be home during the day to deal with school drop-off and pick-up and handle the day-to-day kid crap. Alex, don't have kids, she puts here. During the pandemic, he was fired because he sucks and then got a day job. It was okay because I was allowed to work from home, so I became the default parent. Now I'm seeing someone else, and she's apparently their pronouns are they, them. Or she's seeing more than one person. I don't know. Now I'm seeing someone else. But the ex and I still live together because of the kids. So I don't even know how long they've been divorced. But they've continued to live together. I have asked him to leave. I have told him to leave. I have screamed at him to leave. He won't. Quick backstory. He has another kid from a previous marriage that he completely abandoned after their divorce. I've always hated this about him and should never have married him. He says he wants to stay because of the kids. He does not make enough money to live in the Bay Area and would need to move away if he moved out. I lied when we moved into our place and said it was just me and the kids because his credit is shit, so I can't evict him or I'll also be evicted by the landlord. I also don't want the kids to blame me for his failures. The autism tweaks their understanding of things sometimes, and I'm afraid they'll hate me. I do understand that I'm not modeling good relationships, but I feel like I am modeling creative ways to live in the Bay Area. I know it's a stretch, but I have to try to give myself some kind of credit here. The kicker is I still need him to pick up the kids from school and watch them for several hours in the afternoon now that I have to go back to work. I have one family member in the area, my mother, who is not willing to pick them up. She does not want to be obligated for any part of their care. My current partner also works days and wouldn't be able to pick them up. My youngest has severe aggression issues and can't be placed in any kind of affordable after-school care due to this. And during the summer, what the fuck am I going to do? Any advice? Thank you. And then she's got
a couple.
Well,
if you can afford La Garza Sports, I suggest them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Bryn?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a summer camp.
Summertime's
summer
tough
sport
without,
camp.
Yeah, help.
Thing.
But look, to go back to the main issue, and I can't handle this one. I'm going to let Sarah. Sarah knows what to do on this.
Yeah, I told you I don't know.
No,
I already
does.
Said I don't know.
She's withholding. She's going to come in the last second and save the day.
Yep.
But what I want to say is
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You guys have to stay together in this situation, at least for now.
Yep.
Despite the fact that you're like, I have a new boyfriend and I want to... That... You will chase that boyfriend away if you start trying to get him involved in the in your child care. Even if he's like loves you and wants to help, you will chase him away eventually. He will be like, I did not sign. There's other girls out there that don't have this much work for me the minute I walk in the door. At least in my mind. Maybe he's not built that way, but it seems like guys now split for the like what? I can't have anal every time we do it. Bye. Like, that'll chase someone away. Forget about, like, you have two special needs kids.
Right.
That guy's not going to put up with that. The way you got to deal with this is figure out how to share that space with your ex. That's it.
You have to do that. You know what, Vinny? I knew you were going to know the answer to this.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that.
She has to.
Okay, let Bryn go.
I just feel like one thing that stood out to me was that she says, I'm not modeling good relationship behavior to my kids. And I mean, I don't know what her lease is like, and I understand that it's under her credit, her name or whatever. Can she move? Like, can she get out of there? If her boyfriend won't leave, can she just end that lease and go somewhere else? Like, she needs to separate from him because there's so much toxicity there that she's just going to make... I mean, her life miserable, but also the children are learning all the wrong things. Like,
yeah, okay,
get the fuck
well,
out
on,
of that
no,
situation,
here's
I feel,
that
right?
She says at the end here, you know what? I was trying to get the AI, the ChatGPT, to tell me what to do. But even though I'm fucking paying them $20 a month to have access to it, they're too busy. That's a pisser, man. I'm going to have to unsubscribe to them right now. She says, we get along in front of the kids. The kids know we're divorced and they love my new person. We broke up 4 years ago, several years after the first round of advice, and have been divorced for 1 year and 12 days. I have been dating the other person for 4 years, started 2 weeks after the breakup. Wow, that was quick. The new person is fucking wonderful. My mother's unwillingness to deal with the kids stems from several factors. One, she didn't have her mother around when she was raising kids. And two, one of her best friends resents her daughter because she's been forced to be the daycare for her grandchildren. Does that change anybody's feelings and thoughts on this?
Not for me. So look, I do think we hear this from time to time, and I've seen this where...
I knew you were going to know the answer.
I actually think that maybe even it was a letter someone wrote in where the mom was like, well, you have to pay me to daycare your kids.
Yeah.
I feel like... And the person was like, I can't believe my mom would ask, you know... You had kids, and you had kids, and those are your kids, and your mom, who is their grandparent, would probably help now and then.
Yeah.
But daycare every single day from morning till night, that is a full-time job, and you're responsible for every single thing those kids get into, especially if you bring them into your own home. Like, it is not, most adults are, their houses are not set up to have kids in there full time.
Right.
Like, that's not, I don't expect.
Your mom raised her kids and doesn't want to, and is not obligated to help you raise yours.
Right. So, to me, I don't feel like that makes your mom a bad person. I feel like that's something that you got yourself into, just like I got myself into it. I have two kids.
Yeah.
I got to care for them. Or when we got to find people to care for them. And when we, you know, when someone's sick or someone can't, then we're stuck with them just like all the other families in the Bay Area that have both parents working.
I feel like people who resent their parents for not helping them take care of the kids that they had, I feel like the parents are actually doing the right thing, making you deal, like they're continuing to parent you by saying, no, I'm not going to step in and solve your problems. Person who's in who apparently claims to be an adult but is acting like a child and is all mad because mommy isn't gonna, you know, grandma's not gonna suddenly take on a full-time job when she's done raising her kids. Like, oh man, you know.
So I guess it's probably easier said than done, but all I can say from my seat, from where I'm hearing your story, and here's what I'm saying: you got to figure out how to get along with this guy. He can't move out.
No.
He can't move out,
and you need him.
You need him. And if he, look, I can't speak for all that. You see parents do things and you're like, how's that love? What the fuck's wrong with you? But in general, most people love their kids and will try to do anything to help and protect them. And that is what you want when you're not around. You want this dad to be there to take care of his kids, to give them the attention they need and to be, you know, a dad.
Right.
And that's
the responsible party.
This is the scenario you guys set up. And if you don't have the money for him to move out, that's like, money would solve this. If he had money, then he could move down the street and you guys would be fine. But since
You'd have the money for daycare or whatever else has to happen.
But since you don't, I hate to say it, but what you two need to figure out is how to get along.
100,000%. I knew you were going to have the answer. That is the answer. It's the only answer. And it's what you've created. And it's the price you pay for creating two children with this guy that, like you said, you probably never should have married in the first place. Just deal. You have to deal with this.
This guy won't pick up the kids, though. He doesn't even have a job.
What are you talking about? He is picking up the kids.
I thought she said that she has to pick up the kids and watch them after school.
I said I have to go back to work. Because he's working during the day now. Oh, shit. That's right, Vinny. He works during the day. You know what? He should quit his job, and you should just keep on working, and then he could be like the primary caregiver.
Okay, look, I don't have the answer for all that.
I was trying to get ChatGPT to tell me.
I just think that, you know, unfortunately, your marriage didn't work out, and this is what couples go through. They go through this, you know, phase of shakeout where everybody still has hurt feelings, everybody still feels burned. Unfortunately, in this one, even worse is that you don't have the money to, you know, fully separate, but you've got to figure out how to get along and raise your kids. And if he can't move out, like, even if you say, okay, I'm moving with the kids because it's more affordable in where? Stockton? Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I mean, it's, things are tough all over. I don't know where this person lives exactly.
So, and that just, you know, then what? You both have to find new jobs in the new area? I don't see any
other
option.
I'm just afraid that she's going to blow up. Like, it's just going to escalate because they're forced to live together and it sounds like she despises him. So that just might be a lot worse. Because right now, okay, she's faking it that they get along. How long is that going to last?
You know, I had kind of forgotten that he wasn't helping. I thought he was doing the pickups, and that's why she wanted him out. But then she was worried about who's going to be doing the pickups. Like, this guy is almost like freeloading. She's still doing all the work, and this guy's sucking off the teat, you know? Mm. I don't know what to See, I told you this was unsolvable.
I think that as she's, look, I hate to say it, but as you're sitting there hating the guy, I get that. Like, a breakup where you have to stay together seems like the worst kind of torture. Like, that really doesn't seem fair to anybody involved. Like, the only way you can get over it, well, actually, it seems like you got under somebody else, and that helped a lot.
She has a whole other boyfriend or another person.
2 weeks in, she was already on down the road. So there's that. But I still feel like you want to be a... There's a reason you broke up. You want to be apart. But you made two kids, and that's a different scenario.
Yeah. They're the priority. And hopefully they're his priority, too, because... He's going to have to figure out a way to be able to help you in the afternoons. Someone has to pick those goddamn kids up.
Goddamn kids.
God damn it. All right. I'm actually feeling kind of frustrated about this. I really thought Vinny had it solved, and then we went back and
It's tough because...
It is tough.
I hate to say it, but your mom's not responsible for taking over. And we saw that one story where, you know, the grandparents took the kid and the mom never came back. Remember that one?
Yep.
The mom just split, went off, got her master's, and is never came back for that kid.
Yeah, never came back. And so now it's like the grandparents are like, okay, well, I guess we're round two. We are just raising this child.
That was Bob from the suburbs.
Right? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Nice guy.
Really nice guy. Just, you know, not an awesome parent.
Well.
Sorry about it, Bob.
Well, you know, he did his best. He's helping out.
Here's the thing. Even though he was a shitty parent, he recognizes that what his daughter's doing is really wrong.
He was shitty. He was trying to help. You know.
Well, look, I think that he's not the first parent that wanted to be a friend to their child. And you hear that. You hear that. Oh, my kid's my best friend. Okay, I guess that's cool. I mean, I'm not down talking that, but I do think that. Are you a best friend that can still parent?
Right.
Or are you a best friend and afraid to lose your friends, so you never want to tell them any hard truths? Because, you know, that's not how parenting works. Mm-mm.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mm. You know, mm-hmm. You're there to set boundaries and rules and limits and be a guardian.
Right.
And if later, I feel like, you know, I'm happy with the relationship I have with my kids now because I was a bitch to them as a, you know, which also was probably like the far extreme the other way. Like, I wouldn't let him do stuff or, you know, like, I liked saying no. Like, some, you know, when I was telling you that lady who was like, I don't want him to hear no. I'm like, I like them to hear no. Like, they're going to hear no all the time. Can I eat this? No. Can I have that? No. Do you love me? Yes.
I can't wait to have kids. It's going to be awesome. Kids.
I think you shouldn't.
That's
do
what
it.
He gathered from this bad advice.
Well, she did yell at the top of her lungs, Alex, don't have kids.
I know, but yeah, I didn't marry a person like that, so I think
wow.
We...
All right. Oh. He's starting.
Yeah. Now my Ara is going to do great with the kids.
Well, my Ara is already fine. Good with kids. And
she's incredible, yeah.
She's really good at Instagram. Man, she's just a beast in the best way. But I mean, she puts lots of content out. Oh.
She's a content provider.
I'm like. Yeah, yeah. Buy that dress. Yes.
Yeah, she said. She said you're her biggest follower. Her biggest.
I
follower.
Am.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's pretty a pretty glowing review, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I didn't realize. I hope I'm not stepping on. I'm not trying to make anything happen there. I'm just. I like her because I like you.
Yeah. Exactly. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
all good. Yeah.
All right, good. Yikes.
No, everything's good. No,
I'm going to unfollow her.
Oh, you guys.
What?
Hold on. The ChatGPT just let me in.
Oh.
Let me see if
all right.
Can you solve this problem?
Write us your bad advice and we'll ask ChatGPT.
Okay, let's see here. It sounds like you're in a very difficult position. I'll do my best to provide some advice. First, have you considered seeking legal advice about your options? Even though you lied to your landlord, you may still have some legal avenues to explore in terms of evicting your ex-husband or finding alternative living arrangements. It's worth exploring this option and seeing what your rights are. Second, have you considered therapy or counseling for your youngest child's aggression issues? It may be helpful to work... Oh, Jesus, they're pretty fucking good.
That's thorough. That is very thorough.
It may be helpful to work with a professional to address these issues and find strategies to manage them. Thirdly, have you explored all possible options for after-school care for your children, even if they may be more expensive? It may be worth looking into private caregivers or specialized programs that can accommodate your child's needs. You should also consider reaching out to local support groups for parents of children with autism and ADHD to see if they have any recommendations or resources. Finally, it's important to prioritize your own well-being and the well-being of your new partner. It may be necessary to have a frank conversation with your ex-husband about your need for him to move out and for you to explore alternative solutions for childcare. It's understandable you want to shield your children from the negative consequences of his actions, but it's also important for them to see healthy boundaries and relationships modeled for them. I hope some of these suggestions are helpful, and I wish you the best of luck in finding a solution that works for you and your family. Love, ChatGPT. What the fuck?
Wow.
I'm gonna
nobody
cut that
needs
out.
Us anymore.
I know,
nobody needs us anymore.
That's too good. Go ahead and cut this shit out.
All that shit out. Take that out. Get it out of there.
I already dumped it. I already
don't
dumped
do
it.
Don't do it. Oh.
Showing us up over here.
Jesus, that's impressive, motherfucker.
You know, that whole aggression in kids thing, we've been dealing with at school. Like, Edie has come home and gone, so-and-so punched me. And I'm like, what the? I had to go to the school and go, look, this kid punched my kid. What are you doing about it?
Right.
Oh, he's our problem. No. No, he's my problem. He hit my kid. So I got to deal with this now. What are you doing? And they went, we're going to send him home. We'll find a way. Like, you can't keep an aggressive kid in a class with other kids when the only way they know how to solve things is punch people. Like, that is a real problem right now that we... another kid, I go, how was your day? Well, this kid laid on me. I'm like, what? And each of it, both times, it's been boys that were like super aggressive. And it turns out it's not just Edie. They're just wreaking, like actually wreaking havoc on the whole class.
And this is a daycare situation too. This isn't This like, isn't like official preschool.
It's like pre-K, but no, it's daycare too. Okay. Yes, it's both of those things.
So this is a private thing that's being run that isn't a necessarily like a state sanctioned.
No. We're paying thing. For this. Absolutely. Okay. It's big. Like yes, and so it's been a thing. It's weird that how many kids suffer from this like outward aggression thing with no control over it, and I guess the parents feel like. Well, send them to school, then I don't have to deal with it. Well, sorry, now school's sending them back to you.
That sucks.
Well, you can't have your kid in school hitting people.
No.
And that is a thing that this lady's probably either dealing with or has dealt with or will deal with. It's awful.
Aggression issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to in part of my gratefulness for everything that happens today, and you know, if you take a moment every day to be great, I'm just super grateful that I don't have that lady's life right now.
Oh.
I appreciate that you listen and that you gave us another shot to solve your problem. I think ChatGPT really did a better job than we did. I mean, at least had some valid stuff there, but just you know, I feel for you. I feel your pain, and I wish you the very, very best. Okay.
The
we'll
end.
See
you can admit
okay,
defeat.
Thanks,
can we?
I admit defeat. I admit it. Even ChatGPT didn't solve shit. You know.
That's true.
We gotta stop talking about the ChatGPT thing.
No, we're not. Do not cut that out.
That's not in there.
Don't cut it out. Leave it in. I think that's fucking hilarious.
Hold on. Let me mark this down.
Do not.
They were very resourceful. I feel like they just pointed out more. You know.
Yeah, they just pointed some shit out. They didn't really solve anything. They just pointed stuff out. So leave that in and. You know, just even ChatGPT couldn't solve it. That's all.
It doesn't have the personal experience.
It doesn't matter. We're just trying to have a show here. Just leave it all in, including this. It's fine.
Don't leave this in. Are you kidding?
Leave it in. Leave it in.
I already
dumped
it.
Leave it all in. Nope. And you didn't. I can see that you didn't dump it. I can see the thing going. So if you have a problem and you'd like us or possibly a computer to solve it, send it to Bryn, BRYN, @radioalice.com. The end. Second, the end.